This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think we could all agree that if President Trump fired Robert Mueller as special counsel, there would be an explosion in Washington. The press would go crazy. Republicans as well as Democrats would declare there was a constitutional crisis, and on and on and on. But there's just one problem with this storyline, which the media keep pushing again and again and again. The president says he's not going to do that. The White House says he's not going to do that. I've just been watching in amazement lately. I guess it was the other night, Sunday night, the president was taking a couple of questions in front of the plane or the helicopter, and a reporter asked, are you considering firing Bob Mueller? No, I'm not, Trump said. Pretty unambiguous. Came up again yesterday with Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Fox News. Any consideration of firing Bob Mueller, she says, that's not happening. And yet, the question keeps being asked so that, for example, when Republican Senator Bob Corker went on MSNBC's Morning Joe yesterday, he was asked, well, how would you personally react if the president fired Bob Mueller? He said, there would be a revolt up here. It's almost as if nobody wants to believe the denials because it gets in the way of a good storyline. You know, it's more fun, exciting to speculate about what would happen than to, you know, kind of put that story on the back burner when you have repeated denials from the White House. In fact, although they take shots at the investigation all the time, the White House, through its lawyers, is cooperating with Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation. They've made witnesses available, documents available. President still says it's a hoax, but White House is cooperating. Now, some of this got kicked up because Democratic Senator Mark Warner made a speech on the Senate floor saying there is a red line that cannot be crossed there. The president must not fire Robert Mueller. Again, you know, scoring partisan points by imagining an inflammatory scenario that we have no reason at this point to believe. Now, is it possible that into next year, if this thing drags on, the president will change his mind, Mueller will do something that aggravates him as he pursues you know, the cooperation of Mike Flynn, the case against Paul Manafort, new charges that might be true. Sure, it's possible. It's also possible that we'll land a man on Mars next year. I'm not saying the possibility is even that remote, but there's something about the media pushing this narrative. There was a Chicago Tribune columnist, and the headline was, Trump insists he won't fire Mueller. I don't believe it. That's the attitude of the press. They don't believe it. Journalists, pundits, commentators, they're saying, no, no, he could do it. You wait. And then, therefore, we need to talk about it. What if? And this happened.
You know, this is the thing that Donald Trump continues to do, is that he exposes people. You know, the media, instead of doing their job, you know, they're just chasing this shiny object, like we were talking with Liz Grogan. And I love Liz's perspective on this, that, you know, Donald Trump and Robert Mueller are, you know, they've got their own collusion game. And maybe this is an opportunity for Mueller and maybe others who are coming alongside to have a bit of redemption because of the deep state. Maybe they themselves can look at it and say, hey, this has gone way overboard. You know, people literally have been dying. The thing is, it is not even dysfunctional. I mean, it is so systemic and so diseased that there needs to be an end to it. Who knows? Maybe Mueller, maybe that's part of his conscience, of his, you know, in the conflict that he may be dealing with, that he may have gotten caught into things in the past, just as Liz was suggesting, and others who have been involved in the deep state, that they, you know, had to, you know, go along to get along, so to speak. And this has just gotten worse. And, you know, and I was glad that she brought out the fact that, you know, you can look at some of those tentacles going back as early as JFK. And then you could probably even go deeper than that. This has been around for a long time. You don't rise to the level and do the things that the deep state has done to our country without people overlooking it. It didn't happen overnight, basically, is what I'm saying. Well, the conversation continues. Stay with us. Lauren Kitchen's up next right here.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, America, Bill Martinez here. Lauren Kitchen-Stewart joins us right now. Yes, the national media outstanding darling of radio and TV, our favorite professor. What else can I say and brag about? And then this is what, she's got everything all together. She's been ready for Christmas, what, 2 Christmases ago. I mean, this is how organized she is. She's got it all together.
Well,
right?
I'm at the point now where I'm in the panic mode, and I'm having to just say, if I don't get it done, it's going to be okay. And we've got a little bit of a bug going around. And our
it's been going around all over the place.
Icky, and yeah. I'm kind of icky. Like, I'm like, is my nose even there? Because it serves no purpose. Like, my nose is just an ornament on my face.
It's not even breathing, huh?
It's not breathing. Yeah. I look at last night, and I'm like, oh, my mouth feels like a desert. You know, because when you're sucking in air through your mouth, and I'll try to shut my mouth to see if I can breathe a little bit through my nose. I'm like, nope, not happening.
No, I know, isn't it?
Vader mode.
And you try everything. I know, it's whatever works. I mean, I found certain things to work for me. I just got back from New York, which was an interesting experience there. In fact, we were just at Fulton Street, you know, where they have that knifing, just the night before one of our affiliates in Salem, New York, had invited us to a really neat dinner down in the financial district. Gosh, it was just a terrific dinner, and the owner was so gracious. And this is what you love when you know people. They go, don't worry, we got a special cut of meat. I got this. We got special drink. Yeah, I mean, they just were just so hospitable. It was really a neat experience. But New York, like I say, it's. We usually go back about this time of year because there's just something about Christmas in New York and something about, horn hawking. I mean, New Yorkers, what would they do if they lost their horn for a day? Would they go crazy? I mean, it's like everywhere they go. I mean, they're like bats. They got this, this sound, like bats they throw out there, just to see where the next guy's at. It's just amazing to me. I guess that's why, you have to look at it kind of like Neil Diamond did with Beautiful Noise, because otherwise it'll drive you wacky. You know?
We want to take our kids every Christmas. We haven't been able to just because it's so far. And my dad and I went one time for Christmas, and it was so cold, but it was just wonderful being at the Rockefeller Center for the Rockette Spectacular. And the second half is a dedication to Jesus being born.
Yes.
And I remember even back in the day, I mean, that was probably 10 years ago, just tears streaming down my face is, the wise men are coming in and the choir singing, "Oh, come let us adore him." And I was like, is this really happening in New York? And it was the most beautiful experience. And I told my husband, I want my children to know that and experience that. So I'm hoping eventually we can start taking them every year for just a couple of days at Christmas, because it really is magical. And I was with my kids at the Nutcracker the other day in Memphis at the Orpheum, and I was sitting there thinking, would it not be so great if we were in New York right now watching the Nutcracker?
Yeah.
It's just a special place to be at the holidays. There's
something about it. There's something magical. I don't know, Miracle on 34th, all the movies that we watched growing up, there's just something real special about it. And the thing is, ironically, I got to tell you, Lauren, last year was the first time we saw the Rockettes at Radio City. And all the year, I mean, I've been going to New York for over 20 years. And I couldn't believe it, you know.
Saw the Christmas Spectacular.
First time. And I mean, it's like, you got to be kidding me. How could I admit? Because you know me, I love Christmas. I love presentations like this. And just like you, it is very emotional when you get to certain aspects of it, because you go, wow, this is so cool. And this is why it continues to be so popular. You know, you get there around Rockefeller Square, and there's already such a throng of people all over anyway. But there are people lined up for every show there. And it just seems like the line is endless, but they manage to get everybody in, and everybody has a great time. And to me, it's one of the best tickets in town.
Well, people don't realize that it's not all just the Rockettes, even though they're so fabulous, that the second portion is dedicated to when Jesus was born, and they reenact the night of his birth. And a lot of folks don't know that, and they have real animals, and it's very much dedicated to Jesus's life. And I didn't even realize that was going to be part of it till I went the first time.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I was so taken back, like you probably were too,
right,
to just go, oh, my word. You know, this is why we're celebrating Christmas, is because of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're reminded of that. So that's what just blesses me so much. And then you get to see the Rockettes too, because I think every girl growing up goes, am I tall enough to be a Rockette? You think that at least one time in your life.
How many times did you practice high kicking?
Oh, I practiced quite a bit, and I was like, nah, I'm going to have to pick a new career. That's not happening for me.
Well, you just kept dunking the lamp off the table, did you?
Yeah. And my legs would be a little bit bit. You know what I mean? They wouldn't be completely straight. And I was like, man, those girls, I think they have to be like 5'7", which I'm almost 5'8", 5'7", to make it taller. And if you notice, when y'all watch them, they line everybody up. And you know, the certain height, you know, so they do the tallest to the shortest, and it's really remarkable. I mean, how they train these women. I mean, it's truly exceptional. And some of them are a lot older. I don't know if y'all knew that, but they're a lot older. And as long as they can kick, they got their job.
Well, and you think about what they go through. I mean, you know, to stay in shape, it's probably more than what a marathon runner does in order to maintain the physicality, the demands of, doing that show every night.
Oh, I'm sure. But, I mean, they're just used to it. They've been doing it for so long, you know, since they were probably young girls. And, I mean, I saw a story one time about a girl, I read it, that she had been a Rockette and her whole journey. And, I mean, it's like thousands audition, and just the, you know, few are chosen. But now they have the touring companies, too, so a lot more women are able to be Rockettes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're all ready, but I don't want you to feel bad. I was reading a survey the other day. It said 1 in 2 Americans feel obligated to buy gifts for someone they wish they didn't have to this holiday season.
Listen, I don't want to even do gifts anymore. Robin the other day was so frustrated by all the gifts we're trying to do. He's like, I hate Christmas. I'm like, honey, you do not mean that. You do not mean that. And he's like, I know I don't, but I get so tired of all the stuff we have to do. But it's, for some reason, I don't know if you all feel like this, Christmas has just come and gone so quickly. And usually I'm able to absorb, you know, the reason for the season more. And this year it's like, what happened to Christmas? It's gone. But we've had a lot of parties and get-togethers, and all my husband cooks, and just the presents. And at one point, I'll go, okay, honey, you got to help me wrap, you got to help me stoke, you got to buy this for the store. And he's like, we're not giving gifts next year. I've kind of had a few of those moments where I've gone, okay, is it that big of a deal to give gifts? Because if it's stealing your joy from celebrating that Jesus was born, it's not worth it.
Well, we're missing the whole idea of Christmas. Yeah, exactly. And this has been one of my frustrations. It almost seems forever, Lauren. And we were just talking about this with Lisa Anderson with Focus on the Family, is that when we lose sight of the real meaning of Christmas, that's when we get all tense. And that's when anxiety comes in. But when you realize that, look, God has given us the most beautiful, eternal gift that any good God could give his creation. And we're sitting there worried about other things instead of just enjoying the gift in one another. I mean, wow. We just...
Nobody's charged.
Hey, we're all been there. Nobody's claiming any kind of higher ground here. Only the hope for. It's 15 after. More from Lauren on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I remember when people used to say things like Merry Christmas to each other. Everybody said, Merry Christmas! Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Lowenstein! You know why? Because it wasn't about a religion. It was about something as a culture we thought was so valuable that we'd all do it together, even if I disagreed with the religion behind it, because it was good for all of us instead of just me. But what did he say now? Happy Holidays. See, I just say happy holidays because I don't want to say Christmas because you don't believe in Christmas because I don't want to offend you.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
It's all Christmas.
Bill Martinez, live.
is a place that, you know, hey, we're not afraid to say Merry Christmas, and that's what it's all about, with a capital C. Those are the fish guys. What a fun skit, and really kind of put things in perspective here, Lauren Kitchen-Seward, about Christmas, that people were getting so uptight about it. And I loved it when, you know, President Trump came into the White House and said, hey, we're going to say Merry Christmas again. And we are.
That was a breath of fresh air. I've noticed is I've intentionally said Merry Christmas to people, you know, on the streets, check it out. You know, if I'm on with a telemarketer, just to, you know, I want to say it, but I'm kind of curious to see how they're going to respond.
Right.
And I would say only a third this season have said Merry Christmas back. They either go, oh, thank you, or
right,
Happy Holidays. And it's really made me sad because I want to say, you know why we celebrate Christmas? Christmas. It's because Jesus was born. If you don't believe in Jesus, you don't support him, and you don't celebrate his life, you don't get to celebrate Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Well, you're missing the whole point and the blessing of the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and it's not to say that exclusively, but these are the people you contend with for that last parking space at the shopping mall. It gets a little crazy, or that last gift that's sitting there at Walmart or whatever, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, we're missing again to the whole point. We're missing the point. But, you know, you're exactly right. I think it's gotten a little bit easier, but I felt bad over the years, Lauren, for, you know, especially the young kids that were, you know, seasonal workers and they're working for these corporations and they're told by dictate, okay, you can't say Merry Christmas to people because we can't offend anybody, so we're going to say Happy Holidays. And, you know, and you'll say to them, Merry Christmas, and you can see their initial reaction is they want to say Merry Christmas, and then they go, well, Happy Holidays. You know, and I'm trying to be sensitive to it, too, in terms of, you know, today, you know, you've got people of many, many cultures and beliefs, and with all due respect, but just like the fish guys were talking about here and what they sing about, is that, look at what is the reason for the season? What's the attitude? Merry Christmas, even Happy Holidays. It's a blessing. I am blessing you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God bless you. You know, take it. But, but I don't want to offend anybody because, you know, of course, I have Jewish friends, and we just wrapped up Hanukkah, as you know, Wednesday night. And, so Merry Christmas to them isn't necessarily encouraging and respectful. So you want to say Happy Holidays if you know the difference, I think sometimes we can be so politically correct that we tie ourselves up and we miss out on the blessing of the season that's there. And this is what this is all about, I think, ultimately.
Well, and we've gotten to the point we're running so hard and so fast that it becomes something that we dread.
Mm.
I mean, honestly, I've talked to friends that are like, you know, I love that love's in the air and that people seem kinder and that people are all about giving. But with all the demands that we put on ourselves, like we send out 400-plus Christmas cards. And Robin just goes, okay, you know, half of these are coming back because your handwriting is dreadful. And we don't take the time to put them in my computer and print off labels.
Mm.
But, you know, you just have all these demands. You're trying to get your house perfect and go to another party and buy the perfect gift. And you end up just going, ah!
Yes.
And, I mean, I almost wish that we would, as a nation, just make a declaration. This year, nobody's doing any gifts, any cards. We're just going to love each other, seeing our loved ones we don't get to see. You know, really embracing the relationships that we have, being thankful for our friendships and our family. I wish we would just decide to do that one year, and we would all go, wouldn't we?
Yeah. What about what happened to peace on earth and goodwill toward men?
A lot of peace during Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, there's something because of the commercialization, because of these incredible expectations, and I was sharing with you, is that 50% of the purchases out there are for people that we don't even want to bless. You know, it's like we don't, you know, and people are getting themselves in all kinds of debt over the holiday. Well,
that's stressful, Bill. That's stressful when you're looking at your bank account and you don't have that much there, but you are pressed to buy all these gifts, then you end up really having anxiety because you're having to spend so much money, and things cost a lot. You know, you can make a gift, that's great, but you know, you want to give a gift to somebody that they're going to appreciate. You don't want to give them something used or something you've gotten from, you know, a dollar store.
Cookies.
Cookies. Yeah.
Cookies.
Cookies in the morning. You know, because honestly, we thought about that because I went to the store and I said to Robin, I said, you know, we can get something for people that's pre-made, you know, like some Moose Crunch or something like that.
Right.
You're still talking $9 a box for the smallest box.
Right.
So we times that times how many people that we deliver food to, businesses and people that we support and appreciate. And it was going to be like $250. And Robin's like, we can bake for 40.
Right.
So that's why we ended up baking until 3 in the morning one night and being aggravated because it's 3 in the morning.
Yes.
We're trying to get this done. So I really do think we need to either pace ourselves throughout the year, get things pulled together, don't wait till the last minute so when Christmas comes we can actually enjoy it, or we need to say, I'm not doing cards this year, I'm not doing gifts this year.
Mm-hmm.
You can give like a llama or a, you know, a goat or what, like a water supply to like a needy family in a foreign country. You know, they have these organizations that do that now.
Exactly. I know. Those are great. And those are great. Those are great ideas. Well, you know, going, you know, looking at what just happened here, you talk about Christmas gifts. What Donald Trump and the Republicans gave to we the people as a Christmas gift with this big, big tax cut and Jobs Act of 2017. You know, I, regardless of what the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and, you know, Schumer would want you to believe, I mean, it is amazing. I mean, they're just doubling down on the lies they've been putting out there and the media has been putting out there. It's like, what's the matter? Don't you think people are going to get a paycheck on February the 1st and realize that they're getting more money? And the reason they're getting more money is because of this law that you chose not to participate in?
Right. And Nancy Pelosi saying, this is the worst thing that could have ever happened.
Armageddon.
What?
It's Armageddon. I mean, Armageddon. Are you kidding me? Oh, because you're not giving all your money that the government, that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, progressives believe. It's not your money. It's their money. It's their right to tell you how much money, you know, what kind of allowance you're going to live on, right? I mean, this is what it sounds like. And you go, give me a break. You got to be kidding me. I mean, this is a government. I mean, Donald Trump told everybody when he was inaugurated in that dark speech that the progressives said was, he said, today we're returning the government back to the people. You remember when he said that?
Yes, I do.
And this is what's been going on. It's like, look at our founding fathers put it there in the Constitution in big print. We the people, government of, for, by we the people. Okay, if we the people don't take our responsibility and our rightful position, you get the 21st century bureaucracy that we have today that's pulverizing us, that continues to increase debt, that has a deep state operating, stealing from the people, and thrusting this fraud and greed and waste upon not only our government, but governments around the world.
Something else that has been really influential for me is to watch him and how he's not dissuaded by the left and the right.
Mm.
He's focused and he doesn't care what people are saying because he knows what he's doing. He has accountability. You know what I'm saying? He's trusting in them. And I like that about him. Mm. It makes me go, I want to be more like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I want to know what God has for me. I want to have my accountability and I want to set my face like Flint and look forward and not be deterred by the left and the right.
Exactly.
And I, you all feel like that, but that has been encouraging for me as an individual to see him lead like that and for me to want to be a leader in that same regard and to just live my life that way.
Exactly.
Because if we aren't going to be deterred to the left and the right, we're not going to make it anymore.
Yeah, who are you beholden to?
Yeah.
You know, and then you got that double-minded spirit that, you know, enters in, and then you're of no value to anybody, much less yourself, without a doubt. Well, Lauren, you, Robin, the kids, the family, dad, everybody, have a very Merry Christmas, okay? And,
Christmas.
And we'll see you next year. Look forward to always to your input and your ideas and fun, because it's always a fun life with Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Say goodnight, Lucy. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. God bless.
From distant galaxies to exoplanets and their atmospheres, Ball Aerospace enables cutting-edge science that advances astrophysics and expands our understanding of the universe. By combining mission expertise, technical innovation, and strong customer partnerships, Ball goes beyond the hardware to develop mission architecture that enables scientific objectives. Ball played a significant role in all of NASA's great observatories, Hubble, Compton, Chandra, and Spitzer, four flagship missions that have transformed space science. Paul helped scientists revolutionize exoplanet science through the Kepler and K2 missions, discovering nearly 2,500 exoplanets, including many planets in the habitable zone. Ball designed and built a groundbreaking optics and electronics system for the Webb telescope, NASA's next flagship observatory scheduled to launch in 2019. Ball is dedicated to working together with the science community to unveil the mysteries of our universe, advancing technology for tomorrow's astrophysics missions. Go beyond with Ball at ball.com/aerospace.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it. All about you, why not? And for you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Merry Christmas, America. Bill Martinez here. Horace Cooper joins us now, nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Mr. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me on the program.
Hey, always good to have you here. Let's take a look at 2017 as we see it in the rearview mirror. Oh, what a year. A year that the media said would never happen. And a president that has surprised everybody. And they're even having a hard time, reporting the results because they're just too good. How do you make good bad?
Is a phenomenon where it isn't just that the media started off 2017 with a credibility gap with the American people. Consistently over the last 10 to 15 years, media has been seen and regarded by the American people as somewhat less popular than your shadiest used car salesman. And they managed to drop from that.
Mm.
And they did so this year because so many of the breaking news alerts that they shared with us about this administration and the president's policies proved to be false.
Mm-hmm.
And the House of Cards just continues to collapse. I'm saying whether we're talking about what information the special prosecutor is going to give, what the prospects were for the president to achieve his growth estimates for the economy, which apparently in this last quarter are exceeding 4%, something we haven't seen in 20 years for gross domestic product in the United States. From what are the prospects that the president will succeed with his tax plan, all along the road, this media elite have been proven wrong. And now what we see among the American people is that the media is listed worse than they had been when they weren't in a favorable position. That is a remarkable achievement, and they have begrudgingly in December begun to acknowledge that the president that they said wasn't capable, didn't have the right policies, wasn't going to be good for America, has in fact accomplished quite a bit. That to me is a telling statement about 2017.
Well, on his on the campaign trail, the promises he made, even at one point, Horace, he went to Black America, which people said, what? What are you doing here? You know, the brain trust of the Republican Party, you know. The Republicans don't talk to Black America. Well, this president, he's not beholden to anybody. He just does the right thing. So he goes and he says, he just says to him, says, what have you got to lose for the last 8 years? You had a Black president. What did he do for you? You know, your unemployment is off the charts. You know, home ownership is down. And look at in less than a year, Black Americans and dare I say, even Latin, you know, Hispanic Americans find their unemployment rate at an all-time low. Home ownership on the rise, higher than it's ever been in at least two decades, as you say. You know, so and all he said was, hey, why not? Give me a shot. What do you got to lose?
The Department of Labor said that the single individual who has had the greatest job increase in the United States over the last 12 months are Black men. Now, if you go back 30 years, you have to go back to the Reagan administration before you see this, and people don't remember that. So if you go back 20, if you go back 10, what everybody knows is Black men aren't easily employed in the United States. Where are the front page stories where they say, wait a second, something that, quote, we know to be the case has turned out just the opposite. In September and again in December, this administration set a record, two-decade-old record for growth within Black male employment. And that may go a long way to what you mentioned earlier, when the president actually campaigned over the objections of people who said it wouldn't work, over the less objections who say this president is racist and is actively trying to stop and thwart the aspirations of Black America as well as other communities of color.
Minority groups, yeah, sure.
All of a sudden, you find out this is the most curious racism I've ever seen and you've ever seen.
Yes.
It's the kind of racism where the people you hate are benefited greatly. There's no burning the house down. There's no effort to tear up your ballots once you cast your vote. There's no, you must eat over here, you can't eat with us. There's none of that kind of stuff. Instead, it is going to be, you are going to earn your incomes faster than the community at large. You're going to be able to have access to new homes and the like. The progressives still continue to call this racism, this behavior on the part of the president. I call it making America great again, and a rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly.
Guess what? The lower you are in the water area, when the tide comes, the higher your rise is going to be. And this has been amazing. And my last point is, maybe that explains why Black men gave President Trump the highest percentage in 30-plus years. In fact, if black women had voted the way black men did in 2016, we would have seen something like a 13 to 15% vote for Donald Trump, setting a modern record for Republicans. But that's okay. There's another election coming.
Exactly.
And many people who are benefiting, black, white, brown, will be able to see, you know what? I'm doing better.
Exactly.
Again, this all goes back to this narrative that we were told in the beginning of 2017 that every negative aspiration and hope that could be projected on America was going to occur because, quote, the wrong person had won.
Yeah, exactly. And, Horace, the thing is so disgusting about this is that it's almost like the media, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the progressives are voting against America's winning ways. I mean, they're doing everything they can to disrupt and put a stick in the spokes of this economy. And instead of reporting on the good things and saying, hey, look at what are we doing right here? What is Donald Trump doing right here so that we understand and embrace this so that when there's a changing of the guard, we don't let go of this. We hold on to it and the mantle passes on to the next administration so that we don't have to reproduce the stupid things in the past that we've reproduced that have hurt America and have not helped America.
It's a sea change in direction.
Mm-hmm.
For 8 years under the Obama administration, we tested a theory.
Yeah, we did.
One thesis is, you and I, whatever resources and income we have, come because someone who, individual, a company, a corporation, has resources and they mutually agree with us in exchange for our services to give us some of it. That's one thesis. Now, a thesis under the Obama administration was the way you grow the economy, the way you create prosperity, is that the government just simply hands you a payment. And we saw the highest number of people receiving food assistance, the highest number of people receiving housing assistance.
Exactly.
So the highest number of people who were...
Hey, Horace, we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. More from Horace Cooper right after this.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Not of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph.
Hey, little Chuck Berry Christmas, why not, you know? 14 before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Horace Cooper continues. Nationally recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. You know, Horace, the big takeaway, I believe, out of the Obama administration should be that when you get these academic theoreticians in place and they have control, they seem to throw out all empirical evidence and that their theories trump the facts. And this has been the problem as I look back over the previous 8 years. Am I getting this wrong?
Hey, they adopt a policy that we in Texas would say, who you going to believe, you, your theory or your lying eyes?
Lying eyes, exactly.
Yes. And that's what we got to see over the last 8 years, how many people were unhappy with this idea that if people from Washington, D.C. disseminated to you all of the goods and services that you're supposed to have and you justly deserve, won't you be better and won't the economy be better? And what we saw was exactly the opposite. The economy stagnated, and by the way, people were unhappy. You want to know who was unhappy? Women were unhappy. Mm-hmm. Men were unhappy. Blacks were unhappy. Whites were unhappy. We had an instance in 2012 that we can't replicate for more than 100 years, and that is President Obama won his reelection, but he did so barely. He won with fewer votes than he had received the first time. No president who had ever been successfully elected for more than 100 years, almost 150 years,
mm-hmm.
won by receiving fewer votes the second time. If you received fewer black votes, if you received fewer women votes, if you received fewer men votes mm-hmm. in America or any American votes, you lost. And you just go back and you look and you can see, oh, wait a second, Jimmy Carter, mm-hmm. George Herbert Walker Bush, every single one of the losers did so because the American people rejected them. And this president also, President Obama, also saw the signs that people were not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Why did more blacks vote against him the second time after having him in office? And that is because people weren't happy with these economic outcomes.
I was going to say, it's the economy, stupid, again, you know.
as we were told during the Clinton and Bush campaign. It's about the economy. And again, looking at the facts, when was the last time a president with as bad an economy as Barack Obama was showing got reelected? Never.
Absolutely. And so what we see is, even though the media told us that the president would destroy the Middle East and that there would be no progress on ISIS, just the opposite occurred. ISIS is standing on its last legs and has been routed throughout much of the Middle East.
Exactly.
Just as we were told about the economy, and in category after category after category, 2017 has proven to be the year where whatever it was that the media said you ought to expect, if you expected the opposite, you did really well.
Well, they're going to take a big hit on this, Horace, as if they haven't already, because their credibility is in tatters. I mean, all these institutions, the FBI, the IRS, credibility is all in question right now because of the lies that have been perpetrated on the American people. And they're all being exposed right now, even with this latest victory and this, what a crowning way for this presidency and this administration to finish out its first year. First of all, being told by the CBO that there was no way that the economy would get above 2%, that Barack Obama had defined the productivity level of America, and he said that 2% is the best we could hope for. And there's no way that Donald Trump and anybody that had Donald Trump's mindset, like most of us, would go along with that. We knew that there was a lot more productivity available and that 3% was very doable, but they said, oh, not till the end of his administration. He might be lucky to get there. And within the first year, within months of him being in office, he hits 3%. And here we are wrapping up the year at 3.2%, and this is in the face of dealing with two natural, we can say 2.5 natural disasters if you count Puerto Rico into the situation as well. But, you know, here we are, and we're just beginning here, Horace.
Absolutely. We are seeing, as I said, the opposite of what the predictions are. And when our elites in the media and progressives say things like, this tax plan is theft. It is stealing from the middle class. Well, here's what I want to hear. I want to hear from these so-called wealthy people that the media claims are getting the lion's share of the benefits from the left. I want them to stand up publicly and say, I don't want this money. I will not invest
right,
this money.
Exactly.
I plan to just keep giving it to the IRS exactly as, and you know why I mention this? Because there's no rule against it.
That's right. Exactly.
You can give. You don't have to file and take your deductions. You don't have to take any of your credits. If you would like to, you could say, this is what I make, and IRS, please just make your best guess as to what I should pay and send that in. You can do that.
Yeah, without a doubt. They'll be happy to take your money. And the thing is, the Democrats, Nancy, Chuck Schumer, et al., the pundits, the progressive pundits said, you know, these corporations are going to get all this money and they're just going to put it in their pockets and, they're not going to share it with anybody. And then what happens? You know, right away you get announcements from Wells Fargo, Comcast, Boeing, AT&T. They're, raising the minimum wage. They're giving bonuses to hundreds of thousands of their employees. So that's in the, and they do this, Horace, even before the president signs the bill. So what does that tell you?
But then the media said, if you got $1,000 from AT&T, that's only $1,000. How dare they? Well, I want to ask your listeners to email you, and just the ones who say, if someone gave me $1,000, I would be offended. It wouldn't make a difference in my life. I wouldn't care. Just email in, because I want to find out who these people are. Because according to the elites in New York City and in Washington, D.C., and some of them out of California, if you got an extra $1,000 from your employer that you didn't plan on getting, you wouldn't be happy about it. You
right.
would, in fact, be angry.
On the heels, Horace, of a poll that said that almost half of America can't even handle a $400 emergency.
Yeah, this is the problem that the Barack Obama economic stagnation has brought to us. Most of America over the last 8 years suffered significantly in economic terms, and then some prospered mightily. The left claims that there is a war between the elites and the not elites, and yet the policies that they support actually exacerbate the difference. And what we need are the policies that we've seen just over the last year, and yes, we need to maintain those for the next 7 years so that we can see people getting to go to Disneyland, people getting to buy a new car. I could go over some of the stats over the last 8 years under the Obama administration that are different about people in terms of their lifestyles, in terms of their educational opportunity, in terms of their health, in terms of even how long they live. We saw dramatically negative outcomes when the experiment called "Let's let Washington bureaucrats control your life and supply all of your needs." And just this last 12 months, we're seeing the opposite. That is going to be telling for the American people. And when withholding tables change and you start seeing more money in your paycheck, a lot of people are going to say, I don't care what the lying media says, I know what's going on in my life.
And they're sensing it now, Horace. I mean, look at the consumer confidence level at an all-time high. The bounce in the step of Americans has returned as a result of this Trump administration, just because of opportunity. I mean, people are dreaming big dreams again, Horace. They're opening businesses. Every banker I speak with, they said, Bill, small business inquiries are up. They're off the charts anymore. People want to, would-be entrepreneurs that have been, you know, sleeping at night, waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning saying shoulda, coulda, woulda, are now realizing their dreams and they're starting to do something about it. To me, this is what joy is all about. This is what happiness is all about, when people can be productive and exercise their God-given abilities.
Yeah, I will say this. In 2016, November, I thought after the election, it's morning in America. I've realized that. The mainstream media hasn't realized that. Too many people who live on the West Coast and on the Atlantic shoreboard haven't realized it yet. But as the change endures, as it builds, I predict that you're going to see dramatic changes, not among people who can't be helped, not among people who believe theory over what they can see with their own eyes, but among the mainstream of America. And when you start to see the president's approval numbers in the high 50s and 60s, where will the media turn then?
Yeah, what are they going to do? Well, maybe they'll pigpile on Hillary, the way things seem to be going full circle. Well, stay tuned. 2018, no doubt, is going to be an exciting year, and there will be much more to talk about. And look forward to Horace Cooper to having you always with us. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right, take care. A couple of minutes before the top of the hour, Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator on Bill Martinez Live.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Action.